White, J.E. White, Emma. July 31st, 1901. Dear children, I am very weary this evening. I have just closed up my mail for Australia. I sent off much more than I thought I would be able to send. I have been writing important matter in regard to the condition of things in the Healdsburg Church, and the principles brought out have a bearing on our churches in other parts of the world. As I look at the disorder of our churches in California, I realize that the same lack exists in all our churches elsewhere. Those who know the truth have been indifferent to the condition of the southern field, notwithstanding the need of this field has been kept before them ever since the emancipation of the colored people. Their neglect testifies to their selfishness. For many years they have had the light of truth, but they have not done the work God gave them to do. This work has been kept before their notice, but they have scarcely touched it with the tips of their fingers. The Word of God is to be opened to the people of the South. This Word is a book of sacred truth addressed to men. In order to meet God's standard for us, we must accept the Bible as the rule of life and practice. Its sacred truths must be our meat and drink. The more clearly we see the force and power of the truths it contains, the more clearly shall we reveal the faith that works by love and purifies the soul. Each one must grasp these truths for himself. And as God opens His Word to us, we are to remember that we each have a responsibility to bear in regard to those who have not yet been warned. God calls upon us to look upon the neglected, unworked fields and do our part to carry to them the light He has given us. Many are in the darkness of error. How can they know what is truth till the Word of God is opened to them by His instrumentalities? God's people are to preach the Word. They are to confess the faith that makes them a peculiar people. We were assembled in a large council meeting. All present seemed to be filled with an earnest desire to start the work in the South. Much was said in an effort to explain why the work that ought to have been done in the cities of the South has not been done. How best to undertake the work in this field is the problem before us. It seems difficult to begin a work that for so long has been criminally neglected. We are not to wait for eloquent preachers, talented men, but take up the work the Lord places before us. He will accept and work through humble, earnest men, even though they may not be eloquent or highly educated. Organize some plan for labor, and do not forget that to every man God has given His work. Do not take up the work with a feeling that you are capable and apt and keen-sighted. Begin and continue in humility. It is with the one who is humble and contrite that God abides. I am weighed down as a cart beneath sheaves. Has God no message of mercy for the white people and the colored people of the South? Many of both classes are terribly degraded. Is no message of warning to reach them? The condition of the southern field is a condemnation to the Christian churches of America. How can they stand guiltless before God? The degradation and darkness of this field bears testimony against the Lord's appointed agencies. Had those to whom God has given such great light done their appointed work faithfully and unselfishly, there would today be memorials for God all through the southern field, churches, sanitariums, and schools. Men and women of all classes would have been called to the Lord's great gospel feast. God designed that a large work should be done in the southern field. The present picture of this field is dishonoring to our Creator and our Redeemer. But shall it lead us to believe that the commission which Christ gave His disciples when He told them to preach the gospel to all nations cannot be fulfilled? No, no! Christ has power for the fulfillment of His commission. It is His people who have failed. The Holy Spirit has lost none of its efficiency. That the word has lost its power on hearts is shown by the present condition of the world. But it is because men have chosen to disobey, not because the word has less power. How shall we answer to God for the work we have left undone? Every church that has been formed needs to be reformed. Believers are to be a living exposition of the truth. The word of God is to be the man of their counsel. Then the truth will go with power, and souls will be converted. One equal with the Father came to this earth to roll back the sweeping tide of evil. He is fully able to do the work laid upon him. To him has been given all power in heaven and in earth. In the wilderness, armed with the weapon, it is written, Christ met and overcame the strongest temptations that the enemy could bring against him. He proved the power of the word of God. Unto the Son, he saith, Thy throne, O God, is for ever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Hebrews 1, verse 8, 9. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Matthew 4, verse 23-24. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan. Verse 25. And seeing the multitude, he gave what is known to us as the Sermon on the Mount, in which is clearly defined the experience all may gain in the things of God. God expects great things of every believer, and in view of the light given in these wonderful words spoken by the Savior, what excuse is there for anyone to walk in the midst of uncertainty? What excuse has anyone for being confused and unbelieving? The work of the Spirit is to bring the world in touch with Christ, that through his power, men and women may be continually one to the truth. Why has the southern field been so terribly neglected by those who believe that we are living in the time when special light is to be given to the world regarding the closing scenes of its history? Great light has been coming to our world ever since the beginning of the proclamation of the messages of Revelation 14. Read and study the line of prophecy here outlined. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. Verses 6, 7. Our minds should be filled with the great, grand truths that Christ here unfolded to John. The words, saying with a loud voice, show the importance of the message. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Verse 8. The words Babylon is fallen point to the spiritual fall of the professed Christian churches. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead, or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture of mercy into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels, and in the presence of the Lamb. Verses 9, 10. These words are addressed to those who live in the last days of this earth's history. These messages are to be given to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. Verse 6. Those who hear and receive them, working in harmony with them, will bear fruit to God's glory. We are now to cease making finite man our God. Church members are to be taught to take all their perplexities to Jesus. Why are our minds so easily diverted from the source of power and efficiency? We read, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. This is our work. Most earnestly we are to strive to be faithful stewards of the grace of God. In our work for God, we shall meet with much opposition. By falsehood and deception, the Jews strove to keep the people from believing on Christ. Today, false teachers will resort to any means to keep people from obtaining a knowledge of the truth. There are those who love error more than they love truth, because truth is opposed to their inclinations and their course of action. They refuse to repent and be converted, even though the evidence for truth is clear and convincing. They do not want to search the Scriptures to see if these things are so. There lies the cross to be lifted, but they are unwilling to deny self. God asks them to keep holy His Sabbath, but they refuse to give up their own way.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily, my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. Ye shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Every one that defileth it shall surely be put to death, for whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Exodus 31, verse 12 to 17. What language could be plainer or more weighty than this? This is the truth we are to proclaim, trusting in Christ to impress hearts. He is all-powerful, and he has promised to be with his servants unto the end of the world. He will guide and strengthen all who put their trust in him. A great and solemn work is before the people of God. They are to come close to Christ in self-denial and self-sacrifice, their one aim being to give the message of mercy to all the world. Some will work in one way and some in another, as the Lord shall call and lead them. But they are all to strive together, seeking to make the work a perfect whole. With pen and voice, God's servants are to labor for him. The printed word of truth is to be translated into different tongues. To all people the gospel is to be preached. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world,
and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Mark 16, verse 15-18, 20. Christ says to those who are working for him, "Let not self be exalted. In my name, in reliance on my power, go forth to labor for God. Make it plain that it is by the power of me, your Redeemer, that you perform miracles. When God's servants are indeed one with him in spirit and action, Christ removes the obstacles from their way and gives them access to hearts. He accompanies the proclamation of truth with his power. Unconsecrated minds will place hindrances in the way of God's work, as they have done in the past. But do not stop to enter into controversy and create disagreeable issues. If hindered in one way, be ready to honor God by working in a way that is open. In due time, obstacles that now seem insurmountable will be removed. God can remove obstructions in ways most unexpected when he sees that by doing this, he can best glorify his name. Quarrel over nothing. Keep at your work in the spirit of true humility. Do not take the highest place. Work in humble ways. Do not keep self in view, fearing that you will not receive recognition. Look ever to Christ. By no effort man may make can he thwart the purpose of God. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Proverbs 16, verse 9, 19-21. Remember that if you walk humbly with God, not striving for recognition, the time will come when you will hear a voice saying, "Come up higher." Christ says to you today, "I am with you, cooperating with your faithful, trustful efforts, and giving you precious victories. I will strengthen you if you will sanctify yourself to do my will. I am the only one who can give you success in the effort to awaken souls dead in trespasses and sins. I alone can convict and convince sinners, showing them what sin is and turning them from darkness to light. I am the sin pardoner. I am the one who can blot out transgression." Our success in God's work depends on walking in the footsteps of Jesus. The angels of the Lord excel in strength, whether for judgment or mercy. They do his commandment, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Safe, then, are all who draw nigh to God. Never do they draw nigh to him in vain. Safe are all who trust in him. Angels are near to help them. Are they not all ministering spirits, sent forth to minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation? Hebrews 1, verse 14.
Oh, what a noble company you are in! Do not by rash speeches make the angels ashamed of you. Speak gently and calmly. Hasty speech brings no strength to a good cause. Trials will come, for there are many who are walking at cross purposes with God. Be sure that you are walking before him in meekness
and humility. You may, yes, you will be misjudged, but the evil talkers will be ashamed if you constantly reveal the sweetness of Christ's character. You will be a savor of life unto life. By patient faith, humble trust, and sanctified endeavor, you will win the crown of life that Christ, the righteous judge, will give to all who love his appearing.